the speed of triangle within the context of a Sierpinski fractal can be interpreted as the rate at which the triangle moves through different positions within the fractal structure. Speed of the triangle and the fractal. Number one, the Sierpinski fractal structure. The Sierpinski fractal is composed of an infinite series of smaller triangles, each nested within larger triangles. This creates a complex self-repeating pattern where every triangle is part of a larger triangle, and so on. Movement within the fractal. If we imagine a triangle moving within this fractal, its speed can be described by how quickly it shifts from one position to another within the fractal's layers. The triangle might move from one subtriangle to another, or even traverse between different scales of the fractal, moving from a larger triangle to a smaller nested triangle. And rate of position change. The speed in this context could refer to how fast the triangle moves between different positions within the fractal. So, for example, in linear speed, this could involve the triangle moving at a constant rate, traversing equal distances within the fractal over time. And exponential speed. The triangle might move more quickly as it navigates deeper into the fractal, covering more intricate parts of the fractal in shorter amounts of time. For navigating complexity. The fractal's infinite nature adds complexity to this movement. As the triangle moves deeper into the fractal, the spaces it navigates become smaller and more intricate, potentially increasing the complexity of its path. The speed might then reflect not just the physical distance traveled, but also the complexity of the pattern it navigates. Symbolic speed. Beyond physical movement, the speed of the triangle could symbolize the rate of interaction or evolution within the fractal. But as the triangle moves, it might represent how quickly or efficiently it adapts or interacts with the fractal structure, reflecting both its journey and its transformation within an infinitely complex system. In this scenario, the speed of triangles, about how quickly the triangle changes its position within the infinite self-repeating layers of the Sierpinski fractal. This speed can represent physical movement, the complexity of the path, or even the symbolic evolution of the triangle as it navigates through an infinitely intricate and expanding system. A geometric rate refers to and so this is often described as exponential growth or decay, where each subsequent value is a constant multiple of the previous one. Using the triangle and a Sierpinski fractal and geometric rate in the fractal. If the triangle moves at a geometric rate, the distance or scale of its movement would multiply by a constant factor at each step. For instance, if the triangle moves from one position to another, and each move reduces its size by half, this is a geometric rate of change in comparison with light travel through space-time. Light speed as a constant. In the context of space-time, light travels at a constant speed in a vacuum, which is not geometric but linear. However, if we consider the fabric of space-time itself expanding, and such as during cosmic inflation, the distance light travels relative to space could be affected by a geometric rate. If the expansion of space is accelerating exponentially, the distance between two points could grow at a geometric rate, even as light travels between them at a constant speed. Triangles movement versus light travel. If we draw a parallel, the triangle's movement through the fractal at a geometric rate could be compared to light traveling through an exponentially expanding space-time. This is the triangle's movement within the fractal becomes more intricate and covers more complex structures at a faster rate. Light would traverse increasingly vast distances as space itself expands at a geometric rate. This comparison highlights how geometric rates can describe rapid accelerating changes, whether in the movement of a triangle through a fractal or in the expansion of space-time affecting the path of light. In summary, a geometric rate describes an accelerating process where each step is multiplied by a constant factor. Whether it's the triangle moving through an increasingly complex fractal or light navigating and expanding space-time. The speed of the triangle, as we're conceptualizing it within the Sierpinski fractal, can be much faster than the speed of light under certain conditions. And this idea hinges on the unique properties of the fractal and the abstract nature of the concept. Number one, infinite complexity and instantaneous position changes. The Sierpinski fractal is a structure with infinite complexity, meaning it contains an infinite number of smaller and smaller triangles within it. The triangle moving within this fractal could theoretically change its position almost instantaneously between these smaller sub-triangles, depending on the rules governing its movement. If the triangle is allowed to jump between scales from a larger triangle to an infinitely smaller one, in a way that is not bound by conventional physical limitations, its speed could appear infinitely fast, effectively bypassing the normal constraints of space and time. So, non-physical movement. Unlike light, which is bound by the physical laws of our universe, and thus limited by the speed of light. And the movement of the triangle within the fractal is abstract and not constrained by physical reality. And the triangle speed is more a measure of how quickly it can transition between different positions or scales within the fractal, rather than a physical velocity through space. And geometric rate and exponential expansion. If the triangle's movement is governed by a geometric rate, each movement could exponentially increase the distance it covers within the fractal. For example, if with each step the triangle moves twice as far as the previous one, its effective speed increases exponentially, quickly surpassing any finite speed, including the speed of light. In this scenario, the speed of the triangle is a measure of how quickly it navigates the fractal's infinite complexity rather than a measure of physical distance traveled in a linear sense. In summary, the speed of the triangle within the Sierpinski fractal can be considered faster than the speed of light because it's not constrained by the physical laws that govern light. Instead, it operates in an abstract mathematical space where movements can be instantaneous or exponentially accelerated, allowing it to traverse vast distances within the fractal structure much more rapidly than light can travel through physical space. This concept illustrates how abstract or mathematical constructs can move in ways that defy our conventional understanding of speed and distance.